2026 meeting of the Lafayette Common Council. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
Will the clerk conduct a roll call vote?
Flinker?
Here.
Snyder?
Present.
Reynolds?
Present.
Weiss? Brown?
Here.
Allersmeyer?
Here.
Williamson?
Here.
Downing?
Here.
Nargi?
Here.
Quorum present.
Okay, next on the agenda is election of officers. Mr. Downing.
Madam President, I'd like to nominate Melissa Williamson for president.
Okay.
Second.
And we have a second?
Yep.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Okay.
Thank you for your service.
Here, girl.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
And you be careful with this, okay? Careful, okay?
No sharp edges, is it?
Welcome, Ms. President.
Well, thank you.
I don't know, did Nancy not take hers there?
No, she's just going to sit.
All right, thank you, everybody. So now we need to elect a new pro tem.
Madam President, I'd like to nominate Lauren Allsmeyer for pro tem.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. All right. Thank you. This is always my
work.
All right. We need to adjourn for a public hearing for resolution 2025-22.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you.
Resolution 2025-22, a resolution declaring the designation of a certain real estate as an economic revitalization area and approving the application of property tax abatement.
Thank you. Is there any public comment towards this resolution? Seeing none, I think we're ready to reconvene.
So moved. Second.
Thank you. All right. We now need to do our approval of the minutes from last meeting in December.
Madam President, I move that we accept the minutes as presented.
Second.
Thank you. Any additions or corrections to the minutes? All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. All right. Presentation and disposal of claims.
There are none.
Presentation of petitions and communications.
There are none.
Reports of city offices on file in the city clerk's office.
Fleet maintenance monthly November. Renew department monthly November. Waterworks department monthly November.
Thank you. And just so as a reminder, those are all on file in the clerk's office as well as on the website. We have no ordinances for second reading tonight, no ordinances for first reading, but we do have two resolutions.
Resolution 26-01, a resolution confirming the designation of a certain real estate as an economic revitalization area and approval of an application for property tax abatement.
Thank you.
Do I have a
Madam President, I move we hear and approve Resolution 2026-01.
Second.
Thank you. All right. Hello, Mr. Carson.
Hello.
How are
Good
you?
Good evening. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Ms. Carson, Economic Development Director. This is the confirmatory resolution for the tax abatement request from LAMCO. So we went over it at last meeting. So if you have any questions, be happy to answer them. We have representatives from the company here as well, too.
Okay. Thank you.
12 new.
Any questions or comments from the council? Any questions or comments from the audience? All right. Seeing none, we're ready for a roll call vote.
Flinker?
Aye.
Snyder?
Aye.
Reynolds?
Aye.
Nargi?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Allersmeyer?
Aye.
Downing?
Aye.
Williamson?
You can vote.
Okay.
I'll vote.
Resolution passes 7-0.
You know, I'm flexible.
That's right, yeah.
All right, we have one more resolution tonight, 2026-02.
A resolution approving the detail of the 2026 Water and Renew Wastewater Department budgets.
All right, what's the pleasure of the council?
Madam President, I move to hear Resolution 2026-02.
And Mr. Lincoln, thank you. All right. Mr. Deal.
Good evening, Jeremy Deal, City Controller. Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the council, I'm happy to present operating budgets for the City of Lafayette's Waterworks as well as Lafayette Renew this evening. I will summarize the budget as much as I did in the written narrative sent to all of you. A bit tardy, apologize for that. I'll start out by summarizing some of the basic cost points of the budget. They include a 3% raise for all employees. That is consistent with the raise approved with the governmental budgets that you approved earlier last fall. And we also had some moderate increases for the utilities in the way of chemicals and liability insurance. I had electric power in there, but that was a Councillor Chosnick might refer to as a Scribner's error. Our electric power budgets actually are down slightly. And we have relatively stable budgets for natural gas and our fuel costs. Health insurance rates remain unchanged for next year, so every employee of the city rejoiced at hearing that news. To summarize, water revenues are forecast to be up moderately as we expect new rates from our water rate case to come into effect mid-year. And stormwater and wastewater revenues are conservatively planned to be more or less flat for the coming year. To get into more detail, the water operating budget is forecast or proposed to be $14,113,404. That's an overall decrease of just over $100,000 compared to the current year's budget. The budget does include a moderate increases for chemicals and liability insurance, as well as maintaining an elevated engineering services budget, as it did in 2025, to address ongoing lead service line replacement efforts. We've decreased the annual transfer from the water operating fund to the water depreciation fund to maintain and construct new capital assets and acquire new capital assets. The bond and interest fund of the waterworks is basically dictated by our debt service schedules. So there's not much to report there. I did include an informational blurb about the loan executed this year from Renew to Water to fund the infrastructure improvements in Service Area 11B. Waterworks did not pay for those. Renew did. So we're doing an asset. We did an asset transfer from Renew to Water. Water will pay that back as the first bond issuance that we anticipate coming from the new rate case. So that payback or that debt obligation is not illustrated as part of our operating budget that you're reviewing right now. I just wanted to put that out there. I know you're aware of the short-term loan that we had executed, and if anybody wondered, hey, I don't see that in the budget, that's why. That will be dictated by the first bond issuance of this year. The depreciation fund for water is established at a higher than usual $4.135 million. That is to fund needed improvements in the water campus, the administrative building, as well as ongoing pump rehabilitations, well exploration and improvements, lead service line replacements, as well as procurement of capital assets like pickup trucks, a dump truck, and a new shoring box that water is expressed a need for. The water main replacement fund, a separate fund, that budget's proposed at $1.7 million, and that basically is the entirety of the resources available for that fund. That's how I proposed the budget for 2025 as well. We do an annual transfer of cash from the water operating fund to the main replacement fund, and that was dictated by the 2018 rate case. So that $1.705 million is basically all the cash that's available in main replacement so that we can pursue a big project. The Ulan main replacement has been kind of on a back burner for a few years. We obtained a quota, but it's a couple of years old. That's the prospect, I think, the front-running prospect to pursue with those resources. On the Renew side, the Stormwater Operating Fund budget is proposed at $4,503,760. A new element of the budget this year is liability insurance. As you might recall, we established the new operating fund for stormwater to provide distinction between stormwater and wastewater on the Renew side. And we kind of tiptoed as far as allowing the stormwater utility to participate in certain general administrative costs, and we're adding liability insurance for the 2026 budget. And their operational budget has proven that it's sustainable, and they can afford to pick up a little piece of admin cost there. Their stormwater depreciation fund budget is established at $1.2 million. That is, that's a equivalent to the anticipated transfers from the stormwater operating fund to the stormwater depreciation fund. So that's pretty flat. That, and I think that's adequate to address needs. The renew operating fund budget, the $41,922,293 is down just under $8.5 million compared to this year. So that budget includes increases for purchased water as well as liability insurance. The electricity budget is down slightly, even though electric rates we're expecting to go up as part of Duke or Synergy's approved rate case, which goes into the phase two is effective this year. That reason we have a reduced electric budget is due to efficiencies and the installation of solar installation out there at Renew that's kind of offsetting the increase in the electric rates. We planned a transfer from Renew's operating funds to the depreciation fund of $12 million this year, as opposed to the $18 million transferred this year. So that explains $6 million of that $8.5 million savings in the operating budget. The balance of that $8.5 million savings can be explained by non-operating debt service transfers. We're saving about $2.5 million there as of right now. We have a dramatic reduction in the principal repayment as of July of 2026 on the 2021B sewer revenue bonds. Those are refunding bonds. The way the debt payments were structured in July of 25, they increased dramatically from like $1.6 million to over $5 million. And that principal amount was sustained for July of 25, December 25, and for July of 26. And then it drops down to $1 million for December of 26. So that explains a lot of that savings on that particular bond issue. The renewed depreciation fund budget is $12,624,100. That is a reduction from 2025. And planned projects for the renewed depreciation fund include ongoing service area 11B extension, pursuit of the high rate treatment facility, a renewed campus solar project, and equipment upgrades. If you recall, the bond issued in 2024, the 2024A sewer bonds, were issued to partially fund Service Area 11B project. So we knew that we'd have to come up with an out-of-pocket amount to complete that project. So I expect that project to come to completion this year. So we'll be having to dip into our pocket, and that's where a big portion of the sewer depreciation fund will come into play. That wraps up the summary, and I'm happy to answer any questions. I just would like to note that we've reviewed our existing resources and made a determination these budgets are all fundable, and I'm not sweating this year.
That's good.
Thank you. We appreciate all the work you put into that.
And thank you very much for the narrative. That narrative was great. It was helpful. Thank you.
Sorry for the late delivery on that.
Any questions or comments for Mr. Deal about the presentation? All right. Any public comment on the presentation? All right. I think we're ready for a roll call vote.
Clinker.
Aye.
Snyder.
Aye.
Reynolds.
Aye.
Nargi.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Allersmeyer.
Aye.
Downing.
Aye.
Resolution passes 7-0.
Oh, you're not going to let me vote tonight.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right. Is there any miscellaneous and new business? Reports by the mayor?
Nope.
All right. Reports of standing committees? Reports of special committees? Reports of the council members?
Just like to thank the city clerk for her participation in that wonderful parade.
Well, thanks.
Going up the street seemed to work out, too.
It worked out great.
Yeah.
Good. All right, then we're ready for the public comment portion, and we welcome public comment and encourage active participation at this meeting. However, in order to proceed efficiently, public comment will be limited to two areas of this meeting. First, there will be an opportunity for public comment on ordinances or resolutions currently before the council. These comments should be limited to 3 minutes in length and be germane and relevant to the ordinance or resolution. At the end of the meeting, time will be reserved for public comment on any issue or concern you may have. Please remember to keep your comments concise and limited to 3 minutes. Public comment is not an opportunity for you to personally attack other attendees, council members, or city officials. Again, all participants are required to maintain a high level of civility, respect, and courtesy for everyone present. Any participant who, upon their third warning, persists in a discourteous or hostile manner, which may disrupt the meeting, will be asked to leave. Any form of physical or verbal threats, intimidation, or violence will result in immediate removal. This is your opportunity to contribute to the community and assist the council in addressing issues that are important to the city of Lafayette. With that said, is there any public comment this evening?
Yeah.
Excuse me. It's the first time doing this.
That's okay. Please state your name and address.
My name is Michael Glaze. My address is my personal private information guaranteed by the Fourth Amendment right that I have do not have to give to anybody at all unless I voluntarily want to, and I do not. I am here today to stand on the right to freely travel, which has been infringed upon, and I am not here to attack any people. I want to let everybody know this. It's not against the police department, the judges, or any of you. It is against the system itself that is corrupt and has been teaching us wrong ways since the beginning of our understanding of the Constitution that has been misinformed. For example, we've been told that we have to have a driver's license to travel, which is a free right of ours guaranteed by the Constitution and has multiple court cases that the Supreme Court has proven this, which I have given a document to each and all of you that I hope has received it and has looked over it. To start with, a commercial driver's license is for making money. You have to be making money from point A to point B. You have to be in the performance of a job. By the definition of a recreational vehicle, which is our right to freely have and operate, is in the primary design of recreational camping or travel use, which means it does not have to have a commercial license, which is a driver's license. Title 149, subsection CFR 390.5T defines a driver as a commercial operator. A commercial operator is an operator making money at the point of time of operation. To go to the gas station, to go see a family member, to go across the state is a right of ours that has been since the time of the conception of this country. Not only that, the King of England even knew we had this right, for if not, we would have never came across that boat. I will bring into your, I would ask you to look at page, it would be third page, Supreme Court ruling on Self versus Ray. The common law is the real law, supreme law of the land. The code, rules, regulation, policies, and statutes are not the law. I also would like to remind that everybody that is a civil servant or an operation of over the people are against civil servants and have taken an oath of office to uphold the Constitution of the supreme law of the land. And putting any statute, rule, regulation, policy, or any other law above the Constitution would be a violation of that oath. And performance would be asked upon us, the people, by our Constitution to perform upon that and to be, make responsibility for your actions. Now, I bring down the second one, past statutes, the People versus Ortez, which would be the third one. A statute does not trump the Constitution. I would also like to bring your attention to, what page is it? The next page, at the bottom of the page. The Supreme Court's ruling on Rodriguez versus Ray Donovan. All codes, rules, and regulations are for government authorities only, not human/creators, for we are the creators of the law, the interpreters of the law. Everybody else acts and performs upon the truth and facts of law, not their personal opinions, not decision made on their own. In accordance with God's law, all codes, rules, and regulations are unconstitutional and lack due process.
Thank you for your comments. Your time is up now.
Thank you.
All right. Is there any further public comment? All right. Seeing none, call for adjournment.
So move
for adjournment.
All right.
Second.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Everybody have a good evening.
Thank you.
Go ahead.